at 9 a.m.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Stop yawning, Paul. I look over there and he's yawning as we're ready to go live. Doing it live, Susie.
Right.
He's over there yawning.
My bad.
Nice. It's Q105 live and local. Toledo's morning show is in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Yeah, no outsourcing here. Sunny, nice today in the morning, and then some clouds possible this afternoon. Slight chance of rain. I don't think so. Maybe. Whatever. High of 85. It's 63 now at the CUNY. Last compound, 419-240-1055. Hello, Paula.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
You know what? For a Tuesday, I'm not bad. I'm not bad
at
all.
Did you have to think about it there?
I did a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't see you at yoga yesterday.
I did not know yoga was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
I knew yoga was last. Oh, that's right. It wasn't.
Remember, we talked about it.
I had that thing with the deal. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
The thing and
it.
The deal.
Yeah.
That, and you were too busy taking a 3-hour nap yesterday.
I might have taken a little longer of a nap than normal, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, somebody just sent me a text.
Hey,
you got a text.
You can do that.
419-240-1055. Why did you stop saying Denny Schaefer? He's an idiot. Well, it's just everybody knows. Why keep saying something everybody knows? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's an idiot. Yeah, it's kind of redundant, isn't it?
I don't know.
Tell you what. I don't know who you are, but keep listening. I'll pull it out for you. How about that? Hey,
and the drop. Hey, maybe on Thursday for Throwback Thursdays.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, remind me tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
No, Thursday. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow's only Wednesday.
Oh, he's talking about me.
Well, we'll remind you tomorrow about Thursday.
All right.
There you go.
I don't even know where it is. I got it somewhere.
That's all right.
I'll have to dig it out. All right. So, yeah, you missed yoga yesterday. It was absolutely awesome.
Were did you find your center?
Oh, yeah. You bet I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did. Are you making fun of yoga?
No.
Because I'll punch you. That's how calm I am.
Namaste.
No, I don't even.
Wow.
Yeah, namaste. Shaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Shaka Khan. I so want to yell that, blurt that out.
You
when
should.
He says, namaste.
I wait for you to do
Shaka
it.
Shaka Khan.
Like, today's the day.
Nah, okay. Didn't do it.
No, you didn't.
Well, because I'm at my center, man. I'm at peace. It's like smoking a big doobie that you don't really smoke. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very relaxing. I'm totally different.
It is relaxing.
Is it relaxing?
I'm totally different. Yeah. Well, you have a hard time doing all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching you the time we did it.
Sure.
And you get about maybe halfway there on the moves.
Not exactly.
It's a no judgment zone.
It is a no judgment zone.
No, that's,
by the way, your cradle in the baby sucks, Susie, just so
Why
you know.
Why does it suck?
Yeah, because you weren't even doing it.
Crapola.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Look at you. I almost blurted it out. Come on, Susie. See,
Why?
I would do yoga like
maybe
a drill
I'm
sergeant.
I'm not limber in that department.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're limber. No, I just don't think you want it bad enough.
See, that's why I can't be anywhere but the back row.
Yep.
You're not supposed to judge. You're a judge.
I couldn't help. It was right there. I'm like, Susie, having problems with that one. I mean, I have a problem with lots of them, too. If you watched me, you'd go,
I saw your cow lips.
Yeah, the cow lips thing was.
Cow lips?
Yes, cow lips. There's a move we learned yesterday called cow lips.
Well.
It's like twisting your legs up into a pretzel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have trouble with that because I have big thighs.
Maybe we could get Paul to demonstrate. We'll try to tell him how to do
it. Yeah, you got to show me how to do the cow lip.
Yeah, we'll see how you do.
Susie, you're going to have to show because I don't remember. It's basically your legs.
It's basically
just
two knees over each other. So
yeah.
If you're like this, see, and you got to
get
it like
that
this.
Oh, no, that won't be
see?
Me.
Yeah. And
nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your knees look like cow lips.
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Yeah, no. I almost started mooing, but I'm in such a good mood when I'm there, but I don't. Maybe next time.
That'd be fun.
Anyway, and one thing I learned, here you go, a little public service for you, Paula, and all men out there. If you go to yoga and you wear gym shorts like I do, don't wear boxers. Yeah, I had boxers on yesterday, and I'm like, crap, why do I have boxers on? Because when we're doing the thing where your legs are, you know,
the butterfly,
yeah.
Where you're like,
lot of information,
open.
I guess, huh?
The butterfly.
Yeah.
I was afraid that the junk was going to get loose. Seriously, I even adjusted my shorts a couple times, thinking
because
it was right at you, an angle, and it's like, no, Susie does not want to look over her shoulder and
I
see that.
It. See, yeah. I wasn't in the back row next to him. I had to be in the middle row because I got there kind of right at the buzzer.
Uh-huh.
Right at the buzzer.
So I couldn't, even if
buzzer.
I looked over.
If you would have saw you would have wished you were looking at cow lips. Trust me.
You didn't go with your normal boxer briefs.
No.
Oh.
Why? What happened? You just weren't thinking, or it's the middle of the day and it's a different yoga time, so you didn't think like, I better change my.
I took my shower before I got to yoga.
Okay.
And I always throw on the boxers after the shower.
Oh, okay.
And then
I wasn't
thinking, and I'm driving there, and I'm like, crap, I'm wearing boxers. That means I'm going to be all self-conscious that the junk is going to get free. And nobody wants to see that, especially at yoga. It's me and five women.
Yeah, he was the only dude.
I was the only dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But it was awesome.
Sorry,
I love
missed
it.
That.
I didn't know.
I might have to show up every Monday because he does it on Mondays.
Yeah, it was cool.
Is this Harold or
Ralph?
Ralph. Ralph. Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, it was
dude.
Ralph.
Stop it.
He is a good looking.
All right. What do you think he is? What do you think? Girl gets a hammer stuck in her mouth, and then that turns into craziest thing you ever got stuck in your mouth.
Is that his nickname?
Or people are sharing on Reddit about their first kiss. Best story wins. Now, these are for
Cedar Point.
They're Cedar Point tickets,
like
okay?
Both.
They're
yep.
for Cedar Point tickets. So which one do you think will connect up with the listening audience more?
I think the kiss probably would.
See, I do too, but Susie doesn't want to do it because I think she has a story that she doesn't want to relive.
I like them both, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
were you
like
how old were you when you got like 20 or something, or did you get kissed in high school? Is that what it is? You're in pain.
99. Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Stop it. You graduated.
With my
husband. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
he was my first everything.
Yes,
no.
He was my first.
Okay, we all know that's not true.
How do we know that? You don't know. Okay, anyhow.
Because.
All
right,
okay,
so
anyhow.
you have a sad story, don't you?
No, I don't.
What about you?
Have
do you
sad
remember
story.
Your first kiss, Paul?
I remember what I remember as my first kiss. I'm told I had a different first kiss, but I'm.
By who?
Apparently I got in trouble in school for it. So
okay, well you didn't remember it though.
I don't.
How old were you?
I was in kindergarten.
You little whore.
Apparently the issue was
a little whore.
I was trading. Apparently I was trading kisses for cookies. What a surprise! My mom got called into the school because I was kissing the girls in exchange. I would get cookies.
You'd kiss them and they'd give you cookies?
Correct. So not only did
dude,
I get
that's
a kiss.
That's a good racket.
I know,
it is a good
but
racket.
I would get a cookie out of it also. I don't know if the girls got, I don't know what kind of cookies, but she got hauled in. It was my one time in Catholic school, first
oh,
grade.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, kindergarten, good. First grade. What was it? Damn, I don't
whatever.
Know. Anyway,
so
I got busted.
Were you, you know, giving them some tongue action?
I don't remember at all. I doubt it, but actually my first, what I think I remember my first kiss was, behind my house. So, yeah, I remember.
How old were you?
Oh, wow.
High school? Grade school? Junior high?
3 days ago? No.
Yeah, right.
How many cookies did you get for that one?
Yeah, good morning. I had have been 10-ish, 11-ish, 12-ish, something like that.
Yeah. I think we'll try the kiss thing, Susie. We'll see if listeners play along.
All right.
All right.
All right. And then Plan B is what you got stuck in your mouth.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I mean, I'm telling you, there's some potential there.
I've never had anything stuck
did
in my mouth.
Did you fall, slip and fall? Were you in a job interview? I mean, what were you doing to get something stuck in your mouth? That's what I'm curious. But we can do that after the kissing.
Job interview?
Nothing.
What are you thinking?
Keep going.
Okay.
All right. But this girl's an idiot because she did it on a dare and it got stuck.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was stupid. Anyway, all that and so much more coming up. 6:36. Susie's here. Paul is here.
Good morning.
I'm here. It's Toledo's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Today, mostly sunny this morning. Some clouds and a slight chance of rain this afternoon and 85. Tonight, partly cloudy and 65. And